Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for a lesson about dieting. That's right, our title is called The Ups and Downs of Diets. Well, there are many kinds of diets out there. Many people want to go on diets for different reasons. But what kinds of methods or ways of dieting come to your mind? What comes to your mind, Carolyn, when you think of going on a diet?
Well, the first thing I think of when I hear the word diet is, well, I want to lose weight, so I will eat less. So eating fewer things throughout the day. But that's not always the healthiest way to lose weight. I think that instead of eating fewer things, you could replace the things that you are already eating with something healthier.
Okay, I agree with you. Sometimes people just don't even eat certain meals throughout the day. They just eat less. But something else you could do when you go on a diet is maybe just eat fruits and vegetables. That's called a fruits and vegetables diet. You don't eat other things. Well, what comes to your mind when you think about going on a diet? We're going to be talking about different diets in the next couple of days. The ups and downs of diets, or the pros and cons of diets. Let's begin.
The ups and downs of diets. What should you do when you want to lose weight?
Ellie and Danielle meet at a coffee shop, place their orders, and take a seat.
Ellie, why are you just having coffee?
I thought we were meeting for coffee and dessert. I'm not eating dessert these days. I'm going to Florida on vacation, and I need to lose about 15 pounds. Otherwise, I won't be able to fit into any of my summer clothes.
When do you leave?
In less than a month. In order to lose 1 pound of fat, you have to eat 3,500 fewer calories a week than you usually eat. So, I'm on a diet.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. For many of us, losing weight through dieting is something we've all considered. But are diets the answer? In this month's Point of View article, we'll join Ellie and Danielle as they discuss the ups and downs of diets. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Place an order. Place an order is an idiom. I'm running late, so place your orders and I'll be at the restaurant soon. Otherwise. Otherwise is an adverb. You should practice longer. Otherwise, you won't be ready for your performance. Calorie. Calorie is a noun. The fried chicken has too many calories. I think I'll have some soup and a salad. Normally. Normally is an adverb. Is your computer working normally again? If not, you should get it fixed. Your more information word is replenish. Replenish is a verb. Sounds like we'll learn some great information. Let's jump right in.
Well, we start our lesson with a question, what should you do when you want to lose weight? And we have two friends and their conversation here. Ellie and Danielle meet at a coffee shop, place their orders, and take a seat. So, our two friends, Ellie and Danielle, two young ladies, are at a coffee shop and they place their orders. Now, that is a great phrase from our word bank. Gabe, can you tell us about this?
Yeah, that just means to order your food at a restaurant or coffee shop or something else like that. You place your order. Now, you as a customer place your order, but if a waiter or waitress comes to your table, they will do something else. They take your order. They might say, "Can I take your order?" So you place an order, you tell them what you want, they take your order.
That's right. So they are at a coffee shop and they place their orders and take a seat. Now, this is a conversation, Gabe, so would you like to be Ellie or Danielle?
Let's see. Ellie or Danielle? Ellie, I'll be Ellie. How about that?
Okay, you be Ellie, I will be Danielle.
Okay.
All right, well, Danielle starts. Ellie, why are you just having coffee? I thought we were meeting for coffee and dessert.
I'm not eating dessert these days. I'm going to Florida on vacation, and I need to lose about 15 pounds.
That's a lot of weight, actually. 15 pounds?
Well, yeah. Oh. I need to lose 15 pounds. You know, it's true. Some people like to lose 15 pounds or more. They have a goal. They want to lose a certain amount of weight in a certain amount of time. That's normal, right, Carolyn?
Well, people do usually set weight goals when they decide that they want to lose weight, and it sounds like Ellie's goal is to lose 15 pounds because she's going on vacation to Florida. So, please continue your line. I want to know why she needs to lose 15 pounds to go on vacation.
Okay, I need to lose 15 pounds. Otherwise, I won't be able to fit into any of my clothes.
Oh, any of your summer clothes. Mm-hmm. I guess people wear different clothes in the summer, and it could be difficult to fit into them if you have gained weight throughout the winter. Now, in that sentence, otherwise I won't be able to fit into any of my summer clothes, there's another word from our word bank.
That's right. It is the word otherwise. You use this at the beginning of a sentence, maybe in the middle, and you can use it like this. If it's sunny, let's go out to the park and play. Otherwise, let's just stay inside and watch a movie.
That is a great example, and I think Danielle has the next line. When do you leave?
In less than a month. In order to lose 1 pound of fat, you have to eat 3,500 fewer calories a week than you usually eat.
Whoa, that is a lot of calories to lose 1 pound of fat. And calories is another word from our word bank. A calorie is the amount of energy in the food you eat. So we need to eat calories. They are very important if we want to have energy so that we can move and do things. But
well, that's true.
If you want to lose weight, she says that you need to eat fewer calories.
That's right. 3,500 fewer calories each week. Well, of course, almost everything you eat will have calories in it. But sometimes you might eat something that has too many calories. Be careful about what you eat. Think about how many calories you have. You know, a lot of people love to eat or drink 珍珠奶茶, the pearl milk tea. Actually, one of those could have almost 800 calories or more. That's a lot of calories.
That is. Maybe she just needs to not drink any pearl milk tea or bubble milk tea. Well, I think you have one more little sentence there, Ellie.
Right. So, I'm on a diet.
You're on a diet? Mm-hmm. I don't think you're standing on a diet.
No, silly Carolyn. Not on something like that. This is a phrase you use when you talk about dieting. You say you are on a diet. But you can use those words on a something to talk about other things as well, right, Carolyn?
That's right. You might say, I am on a tight schedule. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of time. I'm on a schedule or a tight schedule, so I'm very busy.
Okay, you might be on a tight budget as well. You can't spend a lot of money. Of course, usually you hear things like, I'm going on a break, or I'm going on a vacation. Or here in today's lesson, we find out that Ellie is on a diet.
That's right. Well, right now it is time for us to go on a little journey to the language lab and visit Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 place in order 这个成语。Order 是指订购或订单，所以 place in order 是指下订单或订货。例如 I just placed an online order for a pair of boots. 我刚才在网络上下订单买了一双靴子。或者是 we placed the order to buy the sofa a month ago, but we still haven't received it. 我们一个月前订了一张沙发，但是到现在都还没有收到。接下来我们看的是 otherwise 这个副词。Otherwise 是指否则。例如 you better get up early, otherwise you'll be late for school. 你最好早起，要不然上学会迟到。Otherwise 也指不同的或相反的。例如 Becky trusted in her husband's loyalty 100%. She had actually never thought otherwise. Becky 原本是百分之百相信先生的忠实，她其实从来没有怀疑过。
Well, we've been talking about the ups and downs of diets so far today. Danielle and her friend Ellie are at a small little restaurant or a coffee shop. They place their order and they begin talking. Danielle thought they were meeting for coffee and dessert, but Ellie is just having coffee. She is going on a diet. She wants to lose 15 pounds for her vacation in Florida so that she can fit into her summer clothes.But Danielle doesn't think the way that Ellie is dieting is the best way there is. Well, let's continue learning more from their conversation.
The ups and downs of diets.
What diet are you on?
I'm skipping at least one meal a day, and I'm not eating any snacks.
That is not a good idea. And it won't help you lose weight.
Why not? I'm consuming fewer calories.
True. And you may think you're losing weight, but you're not. You're just losing water.
Who cares? I'll still weigh less and be able to fit into my clothes.
Yes, but as soon as you start to eat normally,The weight will come right back. Your body will replenish the water, and you'll be right back where you started.
Well, they are having an interesting conversation. I'm not sure that they really agree with each other. Danielle asks Ellie a question about her diet. What diet are you on?
A very good question. You can ask this to your friend. There are many different kinds of diets. You could ask what diet your friend is on. Well, Ellie responds, I'm skipping at least one meal a day, and I'm not eating any snacks.
I don't think I've heard of that diet. A lot of diets have names, but Ellie explains what she is doing for her diet.
Mm-hmm.
Skipping one meal a day and not eating any snacks.
Yeah.
I think maybe not eating any snacks is good, but skipping one meal a day.
Well, it's called the skipping a meal a day diet, Carolyn. Haven't you heard of it?
No, I'm sorry, Gabe, Ellie. Okay, Danielle has the next line. That is not a good idea, and it won't help you lose weight.
Why not? I'm consuming fewer calories.
Oh, so Ellie thinks that because she's eating fewer calories or consuming fewer calories, that this is a good way to lose weight. What do you think, Gabe?
Well, I can see her logic. When you consume fewer calories, that means you are eating less or taking in less. And I could see why she thinks that.You might lose weight. Danielle doesn't think so, though. Carolyn, what do you think about this?
Well, I'll read Danielle's line first. She says, true. So it's true. You are eating fewer calories. And You may think you're losing weight, but you're not. You're just losing water.
What? That's a surprise to me, Carolyn. I thought if you ate fewer calories that you would actually lose weight, but Danielle says you're losing only water?
Well, I think that when you start to change your diet, your body's trying to adjust, and a lot of the weight you lose at first is extra water weight that your body has stored.
Interesting. Well, let's see what Ellie thinks about that. Maybe she's never heard it before either. She says, who cares? I'll still weigh less and be able to fit into my clothes.
Who cares? So, Ellie uses this phrase to express that she doesn't care. Mm-hmm. If you ask, who cares, then you don't care and you don't think other people should either.
That's right. Who cares? When can you use that phrase? Well, maybe someone tells you something they think is really important, but you're just like, who cares? I don't care about that. Well, I think something that we all should care about is learning something with Steve and Ken. They join us every day in the Information Cloud. Let's go there now.
In our Viewpoints lesson this month, we meet Ellie, who is determined to lose 15 pounds fast.
And it seems she'll do anything to reach her goal, even if it means doing something unhealthy.
Yes, because she's more concerned with the final result than she is with the method used to achieve that result. We could say for her, the end justifies the means.
Meaning, the correctness of an action is based on the outcome of the action, not the action itself.
It doesn't matter if the action is illegal, unfair, cruel, immoral, evil, or, in Ellie's case, unhealthy. If it gets the desired result, then it's considered okay.
Okay, cheating on a test or being dishonest on a college application is a good example. Some students feel the wrongness in doing these things is excusable because the outcome for them is good.
More complicated examples emerge during times of war. One well-known example from history asks, is bombing two cities and killing 250,000 people justifiable if that action ends a war and thereby saves the lives of 1 million others?
Well, it's certainly a beneficial end, but a cruel means. Friends, what do you think?
在今天的课文中 ，Ellie 为了要迅速减肥，她决定每天至少少吃一餐。Ellie 的举动，我们可以用一句话来形容 ：The end justifies the means. End 是目的 ，means 是手段。Justify 是使它合理化。有些人为了要达到目的就不择手段，即使手段不正确，他会说，只要目的正确，任何的手段都算正确。这就是 the end justifies the means， 为了目的不择手段。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, what do you think about that? Does the ends justify the means, or is the means just as important as the end result? This is something important to think about. Okay, Danielle, I think you have another line.
Yes, so Ellie had said that she doesn't really care where the weight is from because she's still going to weigh less and be able to fit into her clothes. Danielle's line?Yes, but as soon as you start to eat normally, the weight will come right back.
Okay, great. Excellent. Thank you, Carolyn. Wonderful. You said something important there from our word bank. It's the word normally. Now, this is something that you can say to express what you do usually. It kind of means usually, what you do normally, regularly, usually. These words kind of all mean the same thing. So how could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, I could say that I normally wake up around 6 a.m., but today I woke up at 6:30. I got a little extra sleep.
Okay, that's good, that's good. I might say, I normally eat 3 meals a day, but today I didn't have time to eat breakfast, so I only had 2 meals a day. I think I'm going on the Ellie diet.
Well, as soon as you start to eat normally again, mm-hmm. you might find that that diet is not very good.
Oh, well, why? What does Danielle say about this?
Well, she says your body will replenish the water and you'll be right back where you started.
Okay, well, I like what Danielle says here. It's a very important reminder, and I learned something new about dieting and the role of water in your body. All right, so we hear this word, or we see this word, replenish. It replenishes the water. Carolyn, what does that mean, to replenish something?
Well, if you replenish something, then you return it or you refill it. And here, the water is coming back into your body, mm-hmm. going back to the same level that it was before. So if you lose 5 pounds of water when you're mm-hmm. on a diet, as soon as you start to eat normally again, those 5 pounds of water are going to come right back.
That's right. And we see that phrase, you'll be right back where you started. That's not a good phrase to hear because you have a goal. You want to lose weight. If you're right back where you started, that means it seems like you did not improve. Okay? Try to use that phrase sometime today, to be right back where you started. Well, let's enjoy a review skit right now and then join Michelle in the language lab.
I'm home, and I'm starving. What's for dinner?
We're having cabbage soup tonight.
But we had cabbage soup last night and the night before.
Well, that's because I'm on a diet. I can lose 10 pounds if I eat cabbage soup for a week.
This is a fad diet. It probably won't work.
Yes, it will. It's guaranteed.
Besides, it's unhealthy.
Well, if it works, I don't care.
It's nice you're trying to lose weight, but isn't there another way?
Well, I could skip meals, but I'd be ravenous all day.
You could eat meals, but smaller ones.
No, I won't lose weight fast enough. Unless I use diet pills.
No, diet pills aren't good for you.
I don't intend to take them forever. Just until I lose 10 pounds.
Why is losing weight so important?
We're going to the beach this summer, remember? I want to look good in my swimsuit.
I have an idea. Let's go to the mountains this summer.
Good idea. Then I won't have to lose weight.
And I won't have to eat cabbage soup.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 normally 这个副词。Normally 是指正常地、通常地或者是一般地。例如 Charlie normally reached home by 7 p.m. Charlie 通常七点以前会到家。或者是 normally it takes an hour to reach the airport from downtown. 正常而言从市中心到机场需要一个小时。它的形容词就是字尾去掉 ly 变成 normal, 意思是正常的。例如 a person's normal blood pressure is between 120 and 90. 一个人正常血压是介于120和90之间。所以我们看的是 replenish 这个动词 ,re 这个字首有再一次的意思。所以 replenish 是指补充或重新装满。例如 the waiter kept replenishing our glasses with water. 这位服务生一直来帮我们的杯子加水。或者是 we replenished our food stock when we went to the supermarket. 我们去超市的时候补充了我们食物的库存。And let's get back to our teachers now.
We are talking about the ups and downs of diets today, and it sounds like Ellie and Danielle don't quite agree on the best way to diet. Gabe, what do you think of their conversation so far?
Well, I think Danielle is very smart, and she taught me something new. She taught me about the role of water in your body. Just because you eat less doesn't mean you will lose weight. You might just be losing water, but then you gain it all back again when you have a normal diet again.
That's right. So it sounds like Ellie and Danielle have a lot to talk about, and we hope that you will come back for the rest of their conversation tomorrow here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
In his will, my father gave a large amount of money to your mother. He also gave her our big house on Sun Moon Lake and a 30% share in our company.
Wow!
When your mother died, you inherited these riches. Our problem was that you had moved and our lawyers were struggling to find you. We weren't even sure if you were alive.
Ah, it's all starting to make sense now.
My uncle, Unlai, knew all about this. He also knew that if your mother was not alive and she had no children, the money would return to my grandparents.
So, your uncle kidnapped me to get the fortune. If I had died, would he have killed your grandparents too?
Of course not. He and my grandparents are very close. My grandparents would have given the money to him.
What would have happened then?
Unlai would have become part owner of our family company, which would then have given him enough money to take control. Sherry, he would have destroyed me. I'm so sorry, Sherry. I feel partly responsible for all that has happened to you.
Jun Fan was a real hero and put his life in danger to rescue you.
Don't embarrass me, Jason. You risked your life too, remember?
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.